What's up, everybody? What's up? First and foremost, happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Welcome to The Conversation, formerly known as Coffee Talk. I named it The Conversation because now it ain't just me and Lady J. Every once in a while, I have Rap Man Ron on here. So yeah, from now on, you will know this podcast as The Motherfucking Conversation. But yes, not talking about nothing in general. Just, you know, checking up on everybody, seeing how everybody doing, letting you know how I'm doing, letting you know what's going on with me. And I hope all is well with you. You know, summer right around the corner. Graduations are happening, you know. So if you are graduating and you got somebody in your family that's graduating, whether it's your kid or your cousin or your mother, father, sister, cousin, aunt, or whoever, congratulations. But yeah, summer's right around the corner. I will be getting my associates this year, which is cool, but I'm going through so I can, you know, get my bachelor's. But either way, you know, I'm about to be a motherfucking college grad, and I'm super happy about that. As you know, I covered, like, what was going on with, you know, the Kendrick and Drake situation with Rap Man, and I'm pretty sure you guys see what's going on. You know, we all know who won that one, you know, who got out-rapped. And I'm not gonna lie, like, they was going back and forth. It was good. I enjoyed it, you know. Of course, we never want any violence to spew from, you know, rap beef. We wanted to just stay on wax. So, you know, all the other stuff that's going on, you know, with Drake and his folks and all that shit, you know, I hope everybody is healthy and well. I'm not sure why the game is going at Rick Ross. Only the game know why he going at Rick Ross. I just think the game just want to be a part of the commotion. You know, it's like you sitting down and you watching a bunch of people fight, and you want to fight, and you just be like, all right, cool, who I'm going to fight? And I just think the game chose Rick Ross. You know, we'll see what's going to come from that. Probably not much, you know, but, you know, I guess they have their issues. I don't really know. I will say the game's diss that he did against Rick Ross is way better than that garbage he did against them. And, you know, so he definitely, he was rapping. He was doing his thing. But as far as just me and life, everything is good, man. You know, just day by day, you know, sometimes not every day is not a struggle, but, you know, I have my moments because, you know, I've shared with y'all about me being in the hospital and shit. And when you're in the hospital a lot, you know, the last thing you want to do is get sick. So, like, whenever I feel a little weird, sometimes I kind of think the worst, like I'm about to be back in the hospital. And it's probably PTSD. I almost know for a fact it's PTSD. But I do get through it, though. You know, I got family I can talk to. And sometimes I just, like, watch. I put myself in a good state of mind, you know. I watch funny stuff, you know. I make sure, I keep myself happy mentally. And then I do my little exercises and shit like that. You know, just try to get a good sweat in. Even if it's just getting up and just, you know what I'm saying, walking in place for, like, 20 minutes. Or close to 20, whatever you can do. You know, as long as you get a good sweat in, I think that's definitely, you know, what matters. And just staying positive, man. And, you know, not stressing about much. Not stressing about anything, for real, for real. Just doing what you got to do. Because that's definitely important. And when you do what you got to do, it all works out, you know, in the long run. You know, it's already warm out. Where I'm at, up in PA, it get warm, but then it can be cold or not as warm, not super cold, but, you know, that makes gardening a little difficult, you know. So, all you gardeners out there, man, definitely do your thing and, you know, make it happen. You know, grow your own fruits and vegetables. Try to stay away from using pesticides. There's different ways. There's a lot of ways to, like, get rid of bugs and all that kind of shit. You know, it's like, I remember when I found out that, like, wasps, even though they can be annoying, they're good for your garden because wasps eat the shit that's eating your plants and stuff. So if you see a wasp or two in your garden, as long as it ain't bothering you, let it do its thing, because 9 times out of 10, it's probably eating something that's eating your plants. So yeah, wasp, that's a good thing. And, like, dragonflies are also good because they munch on mosquitoes. So see a dragonfly, first and foremost, it's not gonna bite you, and they're gonna sting you. You know, it's called a dragonfly because of how it looks. Big wings, big body. It's weird. It's like look like a dragon. You know, but don't kill it. Let it do its thing, because it's out there eating mosquitoes, and it's keeping you from getting your ass bit up. You know, so yeah. You know, that's just a little fun fact. But other than that, though, man, I'm chilling. I really am. Just focusing on school. Staying up, you know, with, you know, I love technology. I'm pretty sure I've shared that with you guys. I love AI. You know, I like the direction it's going in. You know, I feel like if you want to really move up in this world and move or like continue to like progress forward, like, you know, learn AI. Like, I ain't saying like make it your end all be all, but learn it. Learn how to use it, because it can definitely help you in whatever you're trying to do. It's so much. It's different AI for different shit. And it's amazing, like how good and how far it can take you. From art to adding motion to your pictures, you know what I'm saying? To like 11 Labs is good, because like, you know, you can like, say if you feel like you don't have the best voice. So, but you got like something you want to say. So then you type it into 11 Labs, and then you choose the AI voice you want to use, you know, or you can clone your own voice, but do it responsibly. Don't be a prick, because you can definitely get jammed up if you clone somebody else's voice without their consent. But that actually just happened. And I want to say Pikesville. This teacher, I even fell for it, because I thought he was having a conversation, and he was saying like all kinds of crazy shit, and I'm like, damn, I'm gonna ask somebody to quit this motherfucker. Like, that's good, because he need to be fired if he acting like that. And the whole time somebody cloned his voice and made it seem like he was saying all this racist shit, and the dumbass that cloned his voice, I do believe he got locked up. They caught his dumbass on his way to like Florida or somewhere, because he was trying to get out of there, stupid motherfucker. So like, if you're gonna use AI, use it responsibly, because the law ain't playing about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, use it to like do something that's gonna help you better yourself, but don't use it with malicious intent to try to like embarrass or, you know, damage somebody or fuck somebody over or do something wrong to somebody, or make it seem like somebody is saying something that they're not, because you definitely can get jammed up with that. So definitely use it responsibly. You know, we got voting that's going to be happening. We got Trump in court. We got Joe Biden being Joe Biden and Kamala being non-existent. It's a lot going on. You got protests in the colleges. I'm not too educated on the Hamas and Gaza thing. Not too sure what's going on. But either way, if you're protesting, like, don't be running up in nobody's classrooms or stopping people from graduating, because that's fucking rude. You know what I'm saying? Like, definitely protest. It's ways to protest, but don't be a disturbance to other people that's trying to like live their lives and graduate and shit like that. You know? I mean, honestly, you ask me, it's shit going on everywhere, but we got enough shit going on here that we need to focus on what's going on here. Like the immigration problem, like all that money we send into Ukraine that we could be using to, like, you know, help our homeless people, you know, and all this other weird woke shit, you know, people trying to force their values and their thoughts and how they feel onto you. And if you don't walk in their direction, then, or if you don't walk with them, then, you know, you're considered the enemy. You know, we got a lot of dumb, goofy shit happening here. You know what I mean? It's horrible. It's fucked up what's happening in these other countries, but we need to focus on what's going on here. It's encampments and all that shit every fucking where. And homeless people every fucking where. And that's the last thing we need, like, to be focusing on is shit that's going on in all these other countries, because we got enough shit going on here. We need to be focusing on here. You know, billions and billions of dollars have been sent to Ukraine for whatever the fuck they got going on with Russia, you know, and it's fucked up. But at the same time, like, you sending all that money over to them, and you giving all these illegal aliens funds and shit so they can be good over here illegally, but you're not taking care of the people that are here. You know, I don't get that. That's definitely that's not cool, for real. Like we gotta focus on what's going on here. It's families that need help here and all that shit. And you know, for us to continue to turn our back on our own American citizens here and help out all these other motherfuckers, that's a slap in the face to the voters. You know, I mean, and then you got shit going on with TikTok, but I ain't gonna speak on that. I mean, granted, you know, I do believe that it's information collecting going on, you know, with the TikTok in China a little bit. But that's happening everywhere. I mean, TikTok ain't the only ones collecting information. You got fucking Meta and Google and all these other places that they collect information as well. You know, I just think they're mad because TikTok is doing it, you know, they're doing it for another country. Or, you know, they doing it from their home country or whatever the case may be. Not really sure about what's going on with that. But either way, though, I hope everybody's well, you know, getting ready for the summer. Try to enjoy your summer. I know I'm going to try to enjoy mine. You know, I'm really trying to get my shit together. I have my moments where I feel like I'm slipping. But I've, like, programmed my brain to have, like, David Goggins and, like, my dad when he used to take me jogging. It's, like, different little stuff I hear inside my head. Not like I ain't crazy or nothing like that, but like it's just like I hear motivational shit inside my head. So even when I'm, you know, when I'm getting up or just moving in general, like I hear this shit inside my head and it keeps me going, you know. But other than that, man, y'all stay well, y'all stay blessed, continue to be fucking savages and continue to conquer and do whatever you're doing and continue to just do it great. Peace out. Conversation.